1 Chronicles 26 1 For the divisions of the gatekeepers, there were of the Korahites, Mishelemiah the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. 2 Mishelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebadiah the third, Japhiel the fourth, 3 Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh. 4 Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehezabiah the second, Joe the third, Sacher the fourth, Netanel the fifth, 5 Amiel the sixth, Isaachar the seventh, and Pulatai the eighth. God had indeed blessed him. 6 Also to his son Shemaiah sons were born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. 7 The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Rephael, Obed and Elzabad, whose brothers, Elihu and Samachiah, were valiant men. 8 All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their relatives were able men with strength for the service. 62 From Obed-Edom. 9 Mishelemiah had sons and relatives, 18 valiant men. 10 Also Haza, one of the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. 11 Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and relatives of Hosa were 13. 12 To these divisions of the gatekeepers, the chief men, were given duties like their relatives to minister in the house of the Lord. 13 They cast lots, the small and the great alike, according to their father's households, for every gate. 14 The lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a counselor with insight, and his lot came out to the north. 15 For Obed-Edom it fell to the south, and to his sons went the storehouse. 16 For Shuppim and Hosa it was to the west, by the gate of Shalaketh, on the ascending highway. Guard corresponded to guard. 17 On the east there were 6 Levites, on the north 4 daily, on the south 4 daily, and at the storehouse 2 by 2. 18 At the parbar on the west there were 4 at the highway and 2 at the parbar. 19 These were the divisions of the gatekeepers of the sons of Korah and of the sons of Merari. Keepers of the treasure 20 The Levites, their relatives, had charge of the treasures of the house of God and of the treasures of the dedicated gifts. 21 The sons of Laden, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Laden, namely, the Jehielites, were the heads of the father's households, belonging to Laden the Gershonite. 22 The sons of Jehieli, Zethim and Joel his brother, had charge of the treasures of the house of the Lord. 23 As for the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites and the Uzielites, 24 Shebuel the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was officer over the treasures. 25 His relatives by Eleazar were Rehabiah his son, Hasiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son and Shelemoth his son. 26 The Shelemoth and his relatives had charge of all the treasures of the dedicated gifts which King David and the heads of the father's households, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and the commanders of the army, had dedicated it. 27 They dedicated part of the spoil won in battles to repair the house of the Lord. 28 And all that Samuel the seer had dedicated and Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah, everyone who had dedicated anything, all of this was in the care of Shelemoth and his relatives. Outside duties 29 As for the Israelites, Chananiah and his sons were assigned to outside duties for Israel, as officers and judges. 30 As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 capable men, had charge of the affairs of Israel west of the Jordan, for all the work of the Lord and the service of the king. 31 As for the Hebronites, Jerijah the chief, these Hebronites were investigated according to their genealogies and fathers' households, in the 40th year of David's reign, and men of outstanding capability were found among them at Jazer of Gilead. 32 And his relatives, capable men, were 2,700 in number, heads of fathers' households. And King David made them overseers of the Reubenites, the Gadites and the half-tribe of the Manassites concerning all the affairs of God and of the king.